How you living? How you feeling out there? This is Sim City on Hip Hop Digest. Shout outs to DJ King Killer, E Green, Kurt G. It's more than official. Official.
It's okay to be inspired, but you can't bite off contemporary artists that's in your same league. You know, you can't get inspired by them because then it's technically biting. Like, you know, if somebody's dead or not making the same kind of music they was making and you got something that brings a lot of people to that, like, oh, cool.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And we're good about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Ezo Grizzo, but tonight I'm off that mo.
Give me some mo.
That's what's up. What do you mean you off that mo? Does that mean like a mo-ed?
Jump back in this acting thing, B, so, you know. After the show, I'm going to be in that.
Okay. Oh, you're going to be all in the moet.
All in the moet.
All right, that's what's up.
Old school niggas.
First, I want to give a shout out to Van Digital Networks.
Yeah. You got to shout that nigga out.
Yes, sir.
Thrown under the bus.
No doubt.
Appreciate you.
Yes, we do. We appreciate you.
He ran us clean over.
Nigga's talking about, I said he gave us a little bit of shade. Now that nigga pulled the drapes on us last week.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, B. He said, fuck a bus. Here come the 18-wheeler.
No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Just a week later, the judge dismisses the copyright infringement case against Jay-Z and Timberland. District Court Judge Cynthia A. Snyder ruled that the heir of the Egyptian composer did not have the right to pursue copyright infringement claim. She didn't explain her decision, but told George that she tossed the case after hearing the testimony from experts on Egyptian law. Now, as I was saying, I figured that your boy Hove is going to have the best lawyers, those big wigs, some big sticks in the courtroom, and going to get the shit dismissed. Now, I just thought it was going to happen. Timberland, Timberland, who produced documents showing that he paid $100,000 in 2001 to settle a claim about the usage of the song, which was written for a 1957 film. Also, you got to take this into consideration, is that there was a two-prong attack. They were saying they stole the record and, two, misused the record. Apparently, the record was a love song. You got your man and Hove and them talking about pimping and pandering.
That ain't corporate. Well, actually, it is.
That was great. Say, if you really think about that.
Pimping is right. Big business, my nigga.
Yeah, exactly. And pandering is just a payoff. So,
right.
No doubt. So, you know, that's your man right there, Jay's lawyer in the house.
Yeah, I'm here. So. But it also proves that you got to pay up front.
Yes.
At least have proof that you paid and tried to pay, unlike your boys in them.
Oh, you talking about Pharrell?
Yeah. Them niggas try to just get over.
And that whole Marvin Gaye kid.
Try to act like they ain't know what's going on. Like, what
we too big
about?
To fail.
What y'all talking about? Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yo, but what is funny to me is that I believe, and this is just, I believe it, the case goes to the jury. Hov is, and them niggas is finished. Because juries don't care about copyright law.
Right.
I hear the flutes in the film just like I hear the flutes on the song.
And yeah, right. you stole that shit, nigga.
Right.
Yep.
So, and that's what happened to Robin Thicke and them. Plus, like Kurt G said, them niggas didn't produce no clearance documents, no attempt to clear, none of that shit.
Like you said, they was too big to fail.
Can I get a sidebar on this discussion?
Okay. My man.
You know, we've been doing this for like 8 years and shit, B. And you just keep on being fucking psychic. So I'm asking you
that's
here.
Why I call him King
right
Killer
now,
Cleo.
Can I get them lottery numbers?
This nigga's King Killer Cleo. Call
God damn.
I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean? No doubt. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. The Migos feel that they don't get enough credit.
Pipe it up.
Migos want you to know what they started. Now, this is the Migos. This is what they started. They started a new flow. They started a fashion trend, Versace, whatever, I guess. A new dance called the Dab.
Dab Daddy.
And then to let Migos tell it, they changed the game. What are your thoughts? Now, Igri, I'm going to ask you, the flow, the fashion trend, and a dance, what do you know about any of that?
the flow, the what, and the what?
The flow, the fashion trend, and the dance. Yeah, Migos saying they started it, right.
If they want us, and we have talked about it, if they started that fucking flow, I mean, I'll give them that. But fashion, they really want to say that?
They're just saying.
I don't know, man. I think.
And I'd like.
I mean, you got to give them a little bit of that, you know.
Oh, look, I will give Migos credit because, look, anytime, speaking of the corporate rapper, he was biting their flow.
Yes, he was.
He was biting their whole shit. I mean, that's just be out there. You know, just be honest.
About biting, and your boy Fetty Wap got a new joint out called Jug. Talking Jug.
That shit's hard on your ears too, yes, my nigga.
My nigga, it is hard on your ears.
That shit's hard on your ears.
Let me give the young boy some credit though. The beat go hard.
Oh shit!
But that nigga sound horrible. But he biting the whole Migos shit. Talking about Jug, nigga. That's Atlanta shit. Atlanta talk, jugging. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And then he talking about finessing the plug. That's some shit I heard Migos say.
Wow. Yo, so check it out. The internet said, and I quote, fuck these lame-ass, mush-mouth, nothing-rap-trap rappers. They will be yesterday's news next year, so we do recognize you. That's via the internet.
They was all up on your dick about a week ago.
What happened to Mr. Shmurda?
Oh, you know, I mean, they forgot about Bobby. Why are they doing that to Bobby?
Bobby did that shit to himself.
Bobby.
Did he?
Shit.
So, you know, I mean, I'm going to give Migos credit, though. You know what I'm saying? They
part of that, you got to.
Yeah, they're part of the trap wave, and, you know, and there's plenty of young boys. I would like to see somebody demonstrate that Migos dance to me, just because I'm just curious. That's
Dab Daddy.
I'm just curious.
I'm sure y'all YouTube and Vevo or whatever the hell is Vimeo, all that. You can just go right there.
I ain't got research.
You'll see
that
somebody's
shit.
Grandma doing it. I swear you will.
Oh, like in a Verizon commercial.
Oh yes, sir.
Watch me, Nene.
Next up, we'll go to Hip Hop Digest. Is Uncle Luke and the Egyptian Lover will be headlining the Red Bull Music Academy States of Bass.
Egyptian Lover.
The event is going to feature a 12-hour bass music marathon on Rumba Radio, and the lecture will be by none other than AKA Uncle Luke Luther Campbell, and obviously performance is groundbreaking artists from America's most influential regional bass music styles. Kurt G, I've often said bass from the South, strictly Miami, for instance, gets no love and appreciation.
Not like that, no.
From the South children. Now, they may be involved in the simple 808 extension just as an instrument, but nobody's talking about the pioneers. Magic Mike, Pretty Tony. That type of shit.
No. They don't know nothing about them jam pony tapes.
Exactly. Nobody.
Slick Rick Hot Rod?
What?
I'm just saying,
yo. What you know about that, my nuggle?
So, yo, I had this dude in the Navy. Young boy used to put me up on that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, we sit around here. We talk about what we know. We always talk about, you know, the Upper East Coast. Yeah, nigga, what you know about Ultramagnetics and, you know, chastise people for not really knowing their history, or just like West Coast guys, what you really know about K-Day and all that shit. No, the South. We talking about the South's children.
All I know is like 1983 to 85 just ran through my brain.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but beyond that, yo, I mean, there's no credit. You never hear Ross talking about that. Said, what about the people from Miami? You never hear Ross talking about that shit.
He respects Luke and them.
Be respecting.
He ain't really giving them all
respecting,
that.
Respecting, but how come he don't have them niggas MCADE at least even playing the background of the video when he's doing the money dance?
Because them niggas is broke.
Please, he got to be too busy worried about Meek Mill.
All right, I'm just saying, shout out to Luke. Shout out to the whole Miami scene. Let me tell you, it's an important scene. And I think it deserves much, much more respect. we fuck around one of these shows and pull out a whole bass background soundtrack. That's what we need to do.
Oh, I got one on deck too. Oh, I can hook it up.
My man.
Oh, there it is.
So, that's my man, no doubt. And really, honestly, we should just honor the whole shit. End of the show, bass, all bass records.
You just called it, my nigga.
All in favor?
Point, right, all in favor. Maybe next show, the show after, whenever you see fit, nigga, just go in.
We're going to do that.
All right.
We can do it.
Yeah, that's what's up. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kanye West.
Yeezy.
Kanye West.
Say it again.
Yeezy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is songwriter for Kanye West, Rhyme Fest. Songwriter for Kanye West, Rhyme Fest, is saying he's fed up. I'm fed up. And just want my due. I'm not going to take this shit.
Damn.
Rhyme Fest, longtime songwriter for Kanye West, has recently opened up about the industry being all jacked up. Talking about the way they're paying for streams now, streams on YouTube, streams on Spotify, Pandora, and yes, Apple Music, paying pennies. Oh, and Title II.
Whoops. I just hear the Roots. Nothing new. Nothing new. Y'all ain't saying nothing new.
To what they do, never do. What
your
they
boy,
do.
Rhyme Fest, who, other than Eminem, you got to understand, he has a Golden Globe, a Grammy, and Oscars.
Right.
Only Eminem. That's it. With that type of statue. Talking about, yeah, it kind of bothers me. I go to my friends' $20 million houses and I'm trying to figure out how to pay my mortgage. He said it's not their fault. As I said again, you know, my ASCAP royalty checks went from a lot to almost nothing. Rhyme Fest also explains that he gave several songs to Ye because Ye had the clout and he rhymed better on those songs. So your man Rhyme Fest is saying right now, I can't even pay my mortgage on what they paying me.
But nigga, what? Why the fuck is he giving away songs?
And he's giving away songs.
No credit for that shit. I know that Ye is your boy, but you gave him them shits. And if he was really your boy, he would have wrote your name down there as the writer.
When you're doing favors for people in a business, you usually get jerked.
Yeah, because there ain't no favors in the business.
Not when you're talking business, nigga.
Now,
I love you.
I like.
But when we talking business, nigga, it's all business.
Now, I like Rhyme Fest, and certainly, you know, look, Rhyme Fest is the product of better rhyme skill, but you'll never be famous. So you could take better rhyme skill and just write lyrics and get paid. You know, I mean, look, that is down throughout the industry.
Oh, that's been going on forever.
That's been going on forever. Now, if you're tight on your business as a songwriter, like a Ashford and Simpson types.
A Missy type.
Who gonna stay paid.
Right.
Okay. They gonna stay paid, you know. And Kanye West, you know, who still gets regular play on the radio. There's no reason why Rhyme Fest, I don't know what his paperwork looked like.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with him. His paperwork ain't right. His paperwork ain't right because he's going to his friend's $20 million mansion. And he's going, trying to figure out how to pay his mortgage. Your paperwork ain't right, nigga.
Yep.
Something's wrong here.
What I don't understand, and, you know, just answer me if I'm wrong, but what I don't understand is, you know, we talk about this, you know, Yay, that's his boy. I mean, his boy got his mortgage payment in his wallet.
In his wallet? He got that shit trapped between his toes.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying, I mean, can you, in good conscience, swerve? Be 100. You know your man is struggling, and your man was there in the early days to help you build this shit. I'm not saying you got to take care of him. I'm not saying you got to take care of him.
Right.
You know, because, you know, niggas fuck up a ham sandwich.
Right. For sure. I mean, it's depending on the person who it is. I mean, you know your friends. You know what I'm saying? You know who's going to go out and be wilding. And you know who's going to pay their rent and get groceries and all that. You know that. So I would treat each one of them accordingly. But I ain't going to leave nobody out. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
See, here's the problem with this whole thing.
And I'm about shit, there's family members that you would put behind friends. You know what I'm saying?
Man, family members you wouldn't even fuck with, period. But I'm going to tell you the problem with this whole thing, and I'm about to be blunt about it. One of these guys thought the friendship was more than what it was.
Whoa.
And it wasn't really some. One of them thought they was really friends. The other one thought this was all business.
You talking that EPMD shit?
You're right. It's on that level.
Oh, you talking that RZA Wu-Tang shit?
You're right.
You talking the business?
The business is what he got. The business. Rhymefest thought Ye was more of a friend than he really was. He was giving this nigga more credit than he should have gave him.
But you know what?
Thinking
though?
That he gonna hook him up and be down with him all the way 100. When it didn't happen that way.
But Rhymefest cannot and will not. Rhymefest cannot and will not come out and say that your boy jerked me out my money.
Because he still got love for Ye. He still got love for Ye. He ain't going to put him out there like that. But the truth is, that nigga don't see you as much of a friend as you see him as.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
So as you go into his $20 million mansion and you trying to pay your fucking mortgage and can't, there's a problem.
He ought to appeal to Kanye's wife.
Forget that.
You want to talk about niggas that's you're about their business. You don't fuck with them.
Fucking
them,
ambulance chasing the ass.
The Dash crew.
Family.
The Dash crew is all about their business,
God
nigga.
Damn.
Shit, she might
be. Oh my God. That nigga said ambulance chasing.
Yo, I don't want to be with Lamar no more. Oh, he's in the news. Oh, let me go be with Lamar.
I'm not gonna get on that TMZ.
Yeah, well, you brought that shit up. Don't talk about that.
You're right, son.
No. I'm not going to be on the TMZ, but this is a sidebar. You know, Baby Boy told me that, you know, that I didn't know this shit, that they were still married, and that if Lamar Odom had passed away, that she was getting $50 million in life insurance claims and shit.
I'm a lawyer. Can we move on?
Yeah, I think that Lamar need to get the paperwork changed a little bit.
Yo, B-boy, Lamar can't do nothing for himself now. So
shit. Fucking crazy, yo.
Anyway, I'm going to move on from the TMZ situation.
But anyway.
Next topic, go to Hip Hop Doctor.
Ron Fest need to look out for yourself, my brother. Look out for yourself.
Oh, shit. MC Light and the Sisters Foundation donate $50,000 to a future college student. So, yes, we're not. Give an applause.
Clap that up.
So, basically, the article talks about how hip-hop artists are known for bling and having whips and keeping all the dollars and pretty much being money hoarders. And I said they should have crossed that out and mean money blowers.
Oh, yeah. Growing money fast.
MC Light and the foundation is coming in with $50,000 to a 19-year-old student. Courtney Rhodes is planning to attend Dillard University in New Orleans. She originally from San Antonio. You just want to give a shout out.
Yes.
Nobody ever talks about things like that. You always want to talk about these nut niggas, you know.
Ourself included.
You no doubt. But MC Light doing a good thing. 50 grand. That's, you know, that's what's up. That's 100. So, and I certainly want to give a shout out to the whole Black Is Network. A bunch of college ass folks over there.
College ass Negroes over there.
You can relate.
Intelligent nigglers.
Right, no doubt. So I'm going to give a shout out to the whole Black Is Network. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is 50 Cent. And this is brought to us by Brian T. Watson. 50 Cent is using cash stacks to troll those who say he's broke. Now, this is where Kurt G said a couple of shows ago what was going to happen, and exactly
I was on my Cleo shit.
He said 50 Cent is going to end up be taking pictures with all kinds of money and shit. He said it. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Man, he's one of the dumbest smart dudes out there.
What the fuck is he doing? I looked at that picture. I was like, look at this dumbass nigga right here.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you
like,
doing?
You really got to do that?
50 Cent, who is suing his lawyers for $75 million, claiming that there was bad advice that put him in bankruptcy. So 50 is on no less than 3 or 4 picks, on his couch, laying in the bed, doing all kinds of shit, writing broke in stacks of money.
$10,000 stacks.
And he said he did it to troll his financial critics like Rick Ross.
Saying that he was broke. And he was like, really, B? I'm broke? Look at that.
So I'm just finding out about what trolling is myself. So Ross basically said, yeah, 50, that motherfucker, he broke.
Huh?
Yeah. And then 50, who internalized it, took it real personal.
He takes everything personal.
And then went and got money out of the bank, enough money so he can lay in the bed with it.
Now, I'd much rather lay with a woman.
And now that nigga is going to be crying broke again when the motherfucking lawyers come after his ass and be like, look at these pictures of this nigga with all this money.
Is
he owes us money and we want it now.
Exactly. Cash.
Oh, shit. We don't want no motherfucking annuities or installments, nigga. Fuck that J.G. Wentworth shit.
Yeah, like I said, he's one of the dumbest smart people out there. I'm not going to say he's not just totally dumb because he put himself in a position to be doing very well in this world, but he is fucking up.
That's what's up.
He's doing dumb shit.
Oh, boy. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Drake Hotline Bling video sets the internet on fire. I'm not really covering the topic in the way you think of it.
You trolling, B.
Because I don't really give a fuck. I don't really give a fuck about Drake or the Hotline Bling video, but there's some things around this. Now, we just, Jay-Z has just got his whole situation dismissed. Now, you got Drake, Hotline Bling. I watched the video. I listened to the song.
I wasted a few minutes of my life on that one, too.
But what you can pick out if you're a veteran is the Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together sample. Blatant sampling. Now, this is going to get a lot of hits. I don't know. The question to both of you gentlemen, and you can answer it in your own way. You got Drake sampling this record, and everybody loves it, except for us, I guess. But that's beside the point. It's Timmy Thomas. It's the Timmy Thomas sample, which is easily pulled out. Now, we're assuming Aubrey cleared it. But if he did, it's irrelevant.
If not, we just snitched on him, huh?
If you play the Timmy Thomas to young boys or young folk, they're not liking the record. But the fact that Drake is over a Timmy Thomas loop, they love the record. So are they loving the Timmy Thomas or are they just loving the Drake?
It's the Drake.
It's the Drake effect.
It's Drake.
So, I guess in a way, just answers my question. Why would young boys really don't fuck with their generation, meaning our music, your parents' generation's music, the way we fuck with our parents' generation's music?
Because we didn't teach them.
Yeah, that's one answer.
Dumb rappers need teaching.
There you go.
Is that what it's all about?
That's a big part of it, because we already said it a billion times. You put the fucking headphones on your Walkman, and it was a rap.
Yeah.
There was no more boomboxes banging loud music, hip-hop music in the streets. It was, everybody was on their own channel. Zero.
That's real. I'm not even trying to really throw Drake under the bus in this aspect of it. I mean, you know.
He's just doing what he do, B.
Right, yeah, right. He's a bad example.
I'm trying to get that image of, now that you brought that up, that video, him dancing. I'm like, and y'all going hard over this?
Right.
Him just doing bullshit dancing? The nigga was off beat. He can't really dance.
Well, they was just like shooting them vines up there. That's all they was doing. It wasn't like nobody was like giving him prize. They was clowning, really. There's about a billion vines of him doing the stupidest shit, throwing pepperonis on pizzas, all kind of crazy shit.
That's a good thing.
I don't think they're loving it. I think they're loving the fact that he looked Kanye-ish with that dancing.
That's what's up. So anyway, give a shout out to Houston Socialite. Shout out to you. Give a shout out to Khalil. Oh, what is that? 310?
Cali 310. Oh yeah, yeah.
We've seen that
video you sent us from that.
Yeah, the Cypher Effect.
Yeah, you did your thing on there, man. Yeah. You did your thing.
Hex goes on to say, Benita Applebum remix. You don't repaint the Mona Lisa. And you know, that is so perfect. You know, I was trying to figure out a way to think about this Tribe remix project, trying to bring it in, but damn, it's hard to remix shit. Me and Kerji was sitting and we was listening to some joints. I went to Hip Hop Digest, the community, to name some records that are hard to remix. I'm gonna tell you one record that me and Curtis right off the break was Camp Lowe's Luccini.
Oh my goodness.
It's impossible.
That is one of my top five favorite records.
It is impossible to remix Camp Lowe's Luccini. It's absolutely impossible because Luccini beat is so unique.
Yes.
It's so hard.
And that sample with them horns. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's impossible to remix that. Now, obviously, you know, maybe somebody could, but I'm just saying there are some things out there that are Mona Lisa-like that you cannot remix. And that's just me and Kerr G off the break. Luccini, Camp Lowe. You can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't work with him.
Yeah, and they couldn't work on that game the other day either.
No, not at all.
But anyway, that's the Lehman brother, so we'll get into that later.
No doubt. So anyway, Kurt G, what's good?
Oh, you ready for me?
You got your shit together. I know you do.
Oh, my goodness. Damn. All right. Yes, I do have my shit together.
Uh-oh.
Ding, doom,
stuttering.
Ding,
oh,
ding,
what?
Ding, ding.
No, because I just happened to look over at the time. Like, damn, we're finishing early today.
Yo, and you in pregame, he was set up, folks.
I am still set up. I'm sitting
still
here,
found a way to
I'm
get
sitting
it.
Here trying to kill some fucking time. We only this is a short ass show, my nigga. But anyway, this week we got Ace, ACE, and then we got Heresy is how it's spelled, but I think they say Heresy. It's the all female group.
Oh,
yeah. So with our girl Dominique Rue's in there.
Oh, got her.
Okay. Yeah.
And she better stop playing around and get on this show. I'm gonna stop all that tweeting back and forth. Let's go.
Yeah. She nice too. Dominique is very nice.
Yep.
And the instrumental joint is K-Def Tape 2.
All right. So there it is. There it all. Short or not, that's what you get.
Yo, did y'all check out that crazy video? That thing I was playing around on the phone?
Yeah, we seen that.
Don't hate. It's coming out. May 2016 is coming out.
I guess.
Yeah. I was like, you making niggas have no choice but to watch it. That shit's automatic. As soon as you click on the page, it just comes on. Like, boom.
Yeah, buddy. Anyway.
All right.
That's it.
See ya. Peace.
That's all. One.
Told me hip-hop so was inside those holding the top, and I guess hip-hop froze.
I wanted a Warren Buffett buffet, taking all my mistakes, turn them all into cake, I positioned the race.
They told me hip-hop so was inside those holding the top, and I guess hip-hop froze.
I know they hope I fall in my grave before I'm making my way. I can take all the hate, turn it all into cake.
I broke molds when I was born, and in the classroom, the vocals and what was born. Graduated Mag Room, half open, I was torn. Getting that degree in traffic and that beyond. Ambitious in the sea, only difference is the thorns, but that wasn't infamy. Rather die in infamy than live a life simplicity and then invite the mystery. Akin advice to history, they don't want to repeat it, but to be again, they sleep. That's why my edict is treated like y'all defeated. I'm a G, I don't need it, you need it. And in my life, I seen a lot of you. I confess I won't lie to you, I don't see it inside of you. One single cap, you let it get sort of monic. Use a program, chronicle the slow jam, screaming that they go ham comical. I don't sense the finding, you ain't no sense of refining. You ain't no mention about how they pay attention and follow you.
Hip hop, so what's inside those holding the top, then I guess hip hop froze.
I wanted a Warren Buffett buffet, taking all my mistakes, turn them all into cake, I position the race.
Yeah. Hip hop, so what's inside those holding the top, then I guess hip-hop bro.
I know they hope I fall in my grave before I'm making my way. I can take all that hate and turn it all into cake.
Not for nothing, my time is coming. Listen. A lot of toughness underground, but when that sun around, it can't be found nowhere around the summit. It's time to plummet. If you don't want it, why the fuck you got a palm upon it? You trying to grasp the shit that you can't even honor from it. I'm trying to stomach, but it got me sicker. Yeah. I cognizant of scripture, my cognizance can differ. From times of different paradigms and lines are getting richer. Acknowledge the enigma, I'm just trying to be remembered. You are now a witness to greatness and all this fitness and racing. They gon' get you with shape and I gon' get you with placement. That charm fit you, miss you, it's gone tissue and wasting. I'm like,
trying to keep me silent.
I'm like, it's getting harder to be yourself in life. Listen. We'll be right back.
as I reflect. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their goals in check. I'm focused, shit. My tunnel vision been a little tinted, shaded by visions of things I tried to forget. Now I'm forced to remember how it all fell down. Even the sound of you telling me you no longer want me around, I guess it came full circle. You got the worst of my virtues, wanted you down but I was always high. Couldn't reach me when you really needed me, no matter how much you tried to touch the sky. Seemed like I was at the peak, and I figured that's where I needed to be to get us where I wanted. Now I wanna take a leap, because when you up, it all falls down. But what you do when it all falls down? I'm asking, when you up, it all falls down. Well, what you do when it all falls? I don't know. Cause when you up, it all falls down. But what you do when it all falls down? When you up, it all falls down. But what you do when it all falls? If I had another opportunity, probably would just be you and me. Ain't nothing new under the sun to see. A scene of the sea will match my emotions. The nigga got the blues. Now I'm playing Red House. Yeah, I don't know what else to do. That where my baby used to stay, but now she moved away. Over yonder somewhere, shit I can't even say. If she miss me, you're tired of me being in the way of the life she's now accustomed, and I'm the reason she adjusted. Now she probably stuck with some guy who could give her all the time. Flowers by design, I need some flowers for the feelings that you left behind. They no longer here, looking for your face, but it's no longer clear. It all fell down, damn. It all fell down, but what I do when it all falls down? Baby, I don't know. Cause it all fell down, don't know what to do no more. Cause it all fell down, when you up, it all falls down. But what you do when it all falls down? Can somebody tell me? Cause it all fell down. Don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do no more. Yeah. I don't know what to do no more. I hate to see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make this. Too many times I saw Philip in your eyes, so I had to make this song cry. I used to keep all my emotions aside, but I had to make this. At this point, I'm pleading just for another try, so I had to make this song cry. Sorry.
Rock, naughty pan, pocket in the hand, rocket go blam blam, graffiti can bombing, bam by the brand, boom bap rhyming like my hype man, peyote plant shaman, tripping. My pen got a cocaine addiction. If you're catching what I'm dripping, your bucket list is finished, dig it. The butter grits with the brain on drugs. Hit niggas with the same old shrug. Can't do nothing with it, so you diss and hope your name blow up. Cause they quit talking about you like J-Lo, but beat the style, but the fang zoom. What niggas say, so I'm dumb, and I'm dumb to keep the cake cold shut. Nah. Chill G, you ain't taking shit from me. Plus I'm done with it, sonny. You can have it, get money.
See how that brother talking?
Yeah, yeah, I'm fucking with your plans. Rubber bands, fuck Uncle Sam. Murder man, baby, rub your hands, brother man. Now understand, some won't understand. And hate might come late, you fuck them in advance.
Yeah, everywhere leads to somewhere else. Every change is the end and beginning itself. You knew yesterday, you know now. Never knew, then you learn how. Everywhere leads to somewhere else. Every change is the end and beginning itself. You knew yesterday, you know now. You never knew, better learn how.
Got problems taking what I can't give. Can't ever give what I don't got. Never had a jump shot. Always had a dope rhyme when it's showtime. You can take your time when it's showtime. I be goddamn. Thin line between feeling and sound. Numb taste of her lips. Tyler shook the ground. I've been building this thought letter by letter. Lost G's. Lost I. Lost you. Lost C's. What's the use of a plan if you plan it too late? And you planning to fail if you planning to wait? And I never take my own advice. So don't do drugs. Don't think twice. I burn trails and rugs. Pacing. Struck the lines in my mind. Erase them. Start building again. Flow got a coke habit. Season pass to the pedals for white horses, white rabbits. My nigga,
pill, blue pill, crush them in your hands. It's overwhelming, some won't understand. Some will think you dumb and I say fuck them in advance. Just Birdman, baby, rub your hands, brother man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fucking with your plans. Long as you ain't fucking up some plans. Rubber bands, hey, I'm fucking Uncle Sam. Birdman, baby, rub your hands. Birdman, baby, rub your hands. I'm fucking with your plans. In God, we trust, I ain't fucking with your mans. Rubber bands, fuck Uncle Sam. Birdman, baby, rub your hands, brother man.
Rub your hands, brother man.
Elements all working, send it chill on person. That's a real life version. How we built this perfect. If your bridge all surface, that's a hip hop purist.
DJs cut that record for writers tagging on the wall. MCs with the yes, yes, y'all.
Cheap thrill. Find out about it, put in for the details. In my verse spitting, you know she ill. Carolina dirty, you know she kills. And Miss Love, you can watch her heat bill. On the dance floor, we don't really need chill. In the middle of the floor, never back down. DJ in the back, set the background. To show them how it's done, better black out. We just take over the crowd in the packed house. And do the thing, till we pass out.
All right.
Till we pass out.
DJs cut that record.
little bit more. Yo, yo, yo. 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 Gettysburg first, Civil War leather. Civilian women writing letters. Let us pray for rain till the hurricanes come, then we complain. But came too complacent with the pain of failure. The plan, nigga, plan on failure. What they tell you, remember like a memorabilia. Souvenirs, the Bellagio, maneuver on Liz. Niggas lumineer, fake, fake your death or near death experience awaits. Luminary, canary diamonds, parent wines. Niggas little like ring bearers, carry like a pallbearer. Paul Masson, saunas get massaged often. Satin linings in your coffin, die rich. Configure figures with my niggas, I can buy a bitch. Configure formulas, a scientist, a logic glitch. Piano wire, tire iron, so resourceful. Deutsche Marks, hella gorgeous. You rap niggas, boy George, eat your porridge. Each his own, I don't condone, don't condemn. I'm fucking bitches like the Borges though. Fancy dinner, tell a band and play the chorus slow while I grind from behind on something so fine. Pour some wine, baby, the navy blue fur. Confirm my order, copping furniture, it's all a blur. Occurred to me in the wee hours, night, morning. Pouring bush meals, dollar bills by the bushel. You get stabbed and drug back, I'm non-friendly. The most skin, she knows the time for glasses. Looks can be deceiving, this underwater basket weaving. Frozen black finish on the M5. Dollar bills and gun smoke, free liquor. Dollar bills and gun smoke, free my niggas. Dollar bills and gun smoke, free liquor. Dollar bills and gun smoke, free my niggas. Dollar bills and gun smoke, free liquor. Dollar bills and gun smoke, free my niggas. Dollar bills and gun smoke, it's free liquor. Dollar bills and gun smoke, free my niggas. Wild nights on the town with your bitch, nigga. Yeah. Money for my niggas, fine wine for the bitches, TCP, my niggas know me.
And went off in a strange land, among strange people, trying to join himself on to be a citizen of a strange land.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Your problem is you are not now, nor have you ever been, a citizen of the United States of America. You are a slave.
See, I was raised Muslim in a Christian house. Forced to be a pacifist with his pistols out. My whole life trying to work these contradictions out. Trying to figure my inner system, or am I out? Below the Mason-Dixon line, so we in the South. With an empire, state of mind, raises in my mouth. Got me feeling like Solomon North. I'm hollering, I'm a free man, everybody ignores it. I'm trying to burn down what everybody worships. Killer kings as they hotter than they fortress. 2020, got my eyes on their fortune. Stealing from the rich and divided up with the poor. It's robbing a lot, sleep. You gotta just watch me. See, I lead by example, be a father to the orphans. Shouts to all the baby moms that ain't got an abortion. Tried all that marching, now it's time for extortion.
When the empire fall, imagine how crazy that'll be. Begin war, begin war. When the empire fall, imagine how crazy that'll be. Begin war, begin war. When the empire fall, imagine how crazy that'll be. Begin war, begin war.
Fuck with me, I'm the new Chuck D. Welcome to the Terror Dome, you can trust me. Ain't nobody else coming, man, it's just me. Standing between you and a whole bunch of suck MCs. Not just after the slave masters want the trustees. Niggas that sold us all out so they can succeed. They told you, only way out was to cut keys. Knowing all the locks was digital, they got us stuck, please. I must be only nigga from my city with no dreads or phone posits, so lucky me. Laid back, bad bitch, I'm buttoning my jeans. Deep throat, deep thought, wondering what the fuck it means. Got these niggas all nodding off to the cup of lean. Wonder exactly when they gon' wake up from the dream. Cause once you understand the programming, you realize you can never ever trust the machine.
When the empire fall, imagine how crazy that'll be. Begin war, begin war. When the empire fall, imagine how crazy that'll be. Begin war, begin war. When the empire fall, imagine how crazy that'll be. Begin war.
If it's Odyssey on the beat, then you know it's a fucking classic. Red pill. Mellow music. Mother wasn't drunk. Government was nice enough to take and run my lunch. Turning off the power probably every other month. Adidas with the four stripe pins will make it fun. I was on the playground learning how to punch. Trying to tell the principal my side of what I've done. I stole my mother's ring and gave it to my crush. Never had a lot, but it always was enough. And that's the way we came up. All the shit we didn't have is what became us. Credit to my father for the way that he raised us. When it was hard, we could always complain, but somebody had it harder for whatever it's worth. Remember, he would tell me it could always be worse. So, looking back at my childhood, it wasn't all so bad. I guess I could smile. 'Cause back then, things were a little easier, a little easy. And those days were okay. Didn't see that hurt, see that pain. Back then, things were a little easier, but you will see me smile, yeah, you will see me smile. Now I've been up and down, had this beat for like 5 years, and I could never write to it, too caught up in my fear. I'm trying to make a classic, what if I fail? I'm trying to learn, believe in myself, turning 27 in a couple weeks, still feel affected by the problems hiding underneath. I remember I was four-track recording in my basement. I was 14, trying to feel important. Stealing beats off a sound click, obsessing over lyrics, give a fuck how they sounded. I just wanted for the shit to be heard. All I wanted was to make it, now I'm living those words. I did my 10,000 hours, plus a decade of work, so bring me whiskey and showers, Looking back on when I doubted myself, still got a ways to go, but I'm proud of myself. 'Cause back then, things were a little easier, a little. And those days were okay. Didn't see that hurt, see that pain. And back then, things were a little easier. But you will see me smile, yeah, you will see me smile. 'Cause back then, things were a little easier, a little easy. And those days were okay. Didn't see that hurt, see that pain. And back then, things were a little easier. You will see me smile, yeah, you will see me smile.
From the high court on a race tip, gas price make blood stasis. Walk the pavement, the hood's gravy, cold wasted, it's unsavory. To some lazy, I run crazy, I shun shady cats, lack that gumption, a function to switch ditch cunts for assumptions. They dumbness among us and egos and fronts. Yo, ain't cussing them, I don't need to engage with a negative, fuck you. Mind ugly, big and buck tooth, and claim that they above you. They don't finish the fork, reach for the plate and scrape with the fork. They wasting it raw every day, yeah, well, more for sure. If you getting involved, then chew your shit proper. Best digest, yes, fully up, less stress, yes, best digest. You in the zone yet, come G, come, you ain't grown. Step, please don't jump front some stuff and get shunned. Bear the brunt of this, grip the zug, blunt, breathe that, seeing as you see through you. You in the zone yet, come G, come, you ain't grown. Step, please don't jump front some stuff and get shunned. Bear the brunt of this, grip the zug, blunt, breathe that, seeing as you see through your trap. Yo, through it and never must, light up the vibe, fly like feather and sever set. As beggar can't be chooser, that's why we corking the measure. It's triple distilled, flipping my build, real, real chilled content. Fuck the dumb nonsense fulfilled. My cooking was the feature of the film. Fucking was the peach with the cream. Slim teach, I was young, me deal with the milf. Nice anagram and a gram and half. Landed grandma, cigar one from Havana. You have been a laugh, not having a laugh. Yes, laugh blessed with today's stress. But I digress, finest of the fine, fine. I like wine, that's red, dine two for a five. Sauce, seasoned, sweet, nice. Add a clove to my rice. The coconut milk is soaking up nice. I'm tasting a silk, I'm seeking a thrill akin to the milf, yo. Every fucking time I'm cooking up, you know it's right. What? You in the zone yet? Come G, come. You ain't grown. Step, please don't jump. Front some stuff and get shunt. Bear the brunt of this. Grip the zug blunt. Breathe that, seeing as you see through. You in the zone yet? Come G, come. You ain't grown. Step, please don't jump. Front some stuff and get shunt. Bear the brunt of this. Grip the zug blunt. Breathe that, seeing as you see through your trap.
Streets is crime laden. My inspiration comes from desire. I die to make it. We invested with damnation. Invest in this damnation. Get nothing in return. Inflation is Uncle Sam's way. You niggas better learn. The germ used to be a killer. Now you can live with it. Catch cancer faster than colds. Babies can see spirits. Life like the opening credits of Jason's lyric. In all varieties, society crazy and God fear it. Ever want it so bad? Do whatever to get near it. When you get it, it ain't what you vision. It's more clearer sight. It's like staring in a steam-covered mirror, but the image looking back is a shell of what you remember. Just cause you scream real, it don't make you a real nigga. Niggas build hate instead of trying to build with ya. Last scripture that I read told me death is a still picture. If I pop a shot with the cannon, the flash get ya. No games, try and see where it be and the ass get ya. Might be a lot of things, but I am not an ass kisser, It's bright lights and dark thoughts, 80s baby, light bright when the lights off, light storms, we use the oven to heat the house, sneaking out, I need space, I'm internally bleeding out, when they leave, I be thankful and praying they leave me out, good reason, bad reason, it's only reasonable doubt, it all came in a dream, I took it, figured it out, always been an ill spitter, my heart as big as my mouth, what I stand for, and what you stand for, so you can stand up, or we can stand off, so I never compromise and integrity, just to be celebrity or let down a generation ahead of me. Paint to the melody, Van Gogh. Only a calculated scheme make the plan go. Street symphony, the words grace in the paper with perfect imagery. So you see what I say, what I'm saying, you see visually. Hypochondriac, I swear these niggas got it in for me, but only the book of life knows when it's the end for me. And as I take these steps towards a better man, I seen players lose it all with the better hand. And I am not concerned with who I'm better than. There's no way a rookie get more minutes than veterans. I got a better chance sitting in the coop wasting away instead of wasting time mentoring the youth. They never listen when you're trying to kick wisdom, cause the truth's an algorithm. They interpret but they never ever use mathematics. 85% of y'all be living savage, having babies with different ladies, leaving your son a bastard. Think it over. When your son get older and start asking why you leave, you gotta do way better than shit happens. Excuses is excuses, and if you can't be better today than yesterday, then guess what, nigga, you're useless. The truth is, when other niggas help you in your feelings, instead of being dad, you would rather be out chilling. Foul women and a circus with a bunch of clowns in them, whose availability depends on how much you can give them. I talk to the rhythm, I know it can understand me. Famines, the new haters, and strangers, the new family.
Thank you. to mess around with the ill bastard and get your ass kicked. You want to mess around and get your ass kicked.
Joe D, keep it a C-note. Around the topic, niggas dancing like CZO. These rapper guys spit a rack of lies. Blood sucking, jacket lie, won't even bat an eye. And we know, everybody speaking, I'm the keynote. Need 8 hours, no placebo. That's why they cram to understand them. For the first 48, call me Reggie Hammond. I be steady planning. I'm heavy-handed, slap electrolytes out them niggas extra light. Salty as fuck still. Put in work, you relying on luck still. It's a fight, but we battling uphill. How I could just kill a man got me feeling like Cypress. What? I'll send dogs at you, let's be real. 1992, fresh low under the starter coat, mind you. Just a youngin' fucking rhyme with them audible signed to. My damn self records. This ain't a Game Boy, my handheld blessings. This is that new ish. That 5 loaves and 2 fish. Break bread, thank God for the message. The message, the message. Slago on the beat. Nigga got me feeling like Apollo in the rain. Living in America is harder when you darker. Police out here looking like Drago on the beat. On the beat, yo. Run the back, Slago on the beat. Nigga got me feeling like Apollo in the rain. Living in America is harder when you darker. Police out here looking like Drago on the beat. On the beat, Joe D, keep it a C-note. Or 2 Curtises. Or 333 in the thirds, them circulars. Feel numb, no Vicks or Percocets. Feel drums, we adopt, stroke different. Joe sipping with Hayes work. We in the zone, y'all rappers about a day's worth. Say word, listen and repeat, and scooching and repetition. Stay on point like I'm using the metronome. Ain't nobody fucking with the click, click. Can I count them all? Tylenol, Advil, Adderall, y'all had them all. Yep. Pale in comparison, we trafficking the raw. Uncut, dress shirt untucked. Fresh off work, more business to conduct. Y'all want what? Slago on the beat. Nigga got me feeling like Apollo in the rain. Living in America is harder when you darker. Police out here looking like Drago on the beat. On the beat, yo. Run the back, Slago on the beat. Nigga got me feeling like Apollo in the rain. Living in America is harder when you darker. Police out here looking like Drago on the beat.
I give him the glitch in the system. They sending warning shots at hands raised through barricades without missing. So what's the warning when the damage inflicted? Blaming at the man who's standing as the intended victim. Fuck, the system's corrupt. I stress to my fellow men. Success is dangerous when mixed with the melanin. Shit, they shaking brothers down to the skeleton. They'll teach you the game, but they ain't gonna let you win. Times change, but it all stays the same. Once a slave, always a slave. From birth to the grave, cursed to the space. Spurting these words versus the page. Pages to turn till turned into change. Whether chains buy you a chain or chains just allow you some space to exhale, you'd rather be pushing a range. Could be put in a grave by a crooked cop looking for a taste. Your homies be like, fuck it, charge you to the game. Fuck.
The nostril, brothers getting hostile. With a lot of spunk, it's the booger nose funk. Rolling out transportation in the think tank. You want a funky? Here's the missing link, thank yourself. Give a little pat up on the back for having the sense to pull the brothers off the rack. Word to your father, we'll take it to the farthest. Rhymes are pretty ripe, so we pulling out the harvest. On that note, the crowd will love for Thanksgiving. How they feel the rhythm, they're just happy to be living. Keeping rhythm flowing is the brother man's burden. But we keep it going cause the money we be earning. Due to the production of a crazy fly slammer. Pockets get swollen like a crazy eye jammer. But you can leave the raw steak in the freezer. Getting fatter and fatter, that'll only help the pleaser. The breezer and blower, the brother man'll show another style. On the quest to make girls smile and even dance, I'll advance. With lyrics to be respected. Stand with confidence and pride. You stand corrected if you try to be foul. You're sadly mistaken. It's about that time. Ayo, Whitey, break 'em.
Here we go with the one white shadow. Beats I create penetrate like an arrow. Tune for tune, you consume my dope melody. Style so wild, I'm often charged with a felony. Listen to a scholar make a dollar out of sense. From the brain, maintain with the elegance.
Release.
like a virgin on a first nut. Rhyme versus me and tell your mom to offer good luck. After that, you had nothing to say. No nonsense, the funk must play. The Boogie Nose Funk, a new type of swing. Simple and plain, we're doing our own thing. A little funk, a romance rhythm. Girls getting wet is just one symptom. Shiver me, tivers, romance never quivers. Elegance stands and delivers. A hoe is a no-no, can't stoop that low. I'd rather be the voyage of the late Marco Polo. The 80s were the time of the BE. Before elegance, the girls were all lonely. Now in the 90s, we hit for abyss. All species in a state of bliss. Moving masses like that of a wobbies. I see a sucker as an A-course beast. In other words, carnivore with much more feared, more greater than a lion's roar. I make women cry when I shoot my gift. Cause a ring of kind of funk that flies don't wanna fuck with.
Another masterpiece, design my brother. Showing opposition, it's time to take cover. So I grip the mic real tight, then strike the pole. Raise the mic to my mouth to kick the Boogie Nose Funk. Something it craves since the early age. Crowds converge, then merge around the stage. All is tuned for a rhythm that I give them. The urge to move in a daze like a hypnotism. Cause I create melodies for you to hear. Tracks combine rhymes and rhythms you fear. Total exposure to the Boogie Nose Funk. Cause wisdom I possess like a Shaolin monk. Now you sunk into the rhyme. Thoughts like quicksand. Funk has got you locked deep in the mix. And bodies are moving smooth to the grooving. Bass lines we choose are so smooth they're soothing. Rhymes from the radiant add to the structure. From mind to rhyme, it's time to construct the ultimate formula. Merge with the brother's rhyme. People applaud every time I drop lines. The skirt to the mic, drop a piece like a chunk. Keep the scourge in step with the Boogie Nose Funk.